Yeah, we're just taking a look at love and how we can, you know, allow love to help us with the issues we face. And we're looking at it from various contexts, love from various contexts. And just thought, you know, I just didn't want us to get bogged down in the sexual connection of love. Listen to this. Still defining love from Webster, not my definitions, not yours. Well, we agreed. Those of you who missed the first part of this, we decided that we're going to do what I normally do when it comes to defining words. Go to the dictionary so that we have an objective source that we can all agree on. So that, you know, it's not subjective and we have people saying, well, I'm not so sure I like that definition. We just go to the dictionary. Okay, so here we go. Love. The person toward whom love is felt. That could be a beloved person. That could be a sweetheart. How about this? A love affair. How about this? Sexual intercourse. How about this? A personification of sexual affection. How about this definition? Affectionate concern for the well-being of others. This one, you know how they'll give you a definition and then often they'll also give you, they'll use the word in a sentence so that you have an illustration of what they mean by the definition. So here we go. Affectionate concern for the well-being of others. And then the sentence they use to help illustrate this is the love of one's neighbor. All right, so here's the definition again. Affectionate concern for the well-being of others. And that has to do with the love of one's neighbor. Of course, then there can be a strong predilection or enthusiasm or liking for anything, such as a love of books. Then it could be something that is the object of the thing or the thing that is so liked. A person loves theater. A person loves reading. A person loves the park. A person loves the mountains. That's the object of what they are loving. Love is also defined as the benevolent affection of God for his creatures, or the reverent affection due from them to God. You know, I really appreciate them for putting that definition in there, making that part of the mix. I mean, God is over all of creation, including all of us humans. And it's only fitting that he should be included when we're taking a look at love. I mean, he's the creator of love. He is love and he is the creator of love, including affectionate concern for the well-being of others, which again is illustrated by the sentence, love of one's neighbor. All right, now, the one that I, of all those definitions that I've read to you, the one I really want us to focus on is the one I just mentioned. Affectionate concern for the well-being of others. That's something that we need more of. We do have many, many people who do have affectionate concern for the well-being of others. You know, fortunately, there aren't that many people who receive little to no signs, indications, expressions of warmth and affection and compassion that we talked about earlier in this conversation. We talked about babies who, you know, were given their milk when it was time for them to get their meal. They had their diapers changed when it was time to change a diaper. They were kept clean and they were kept clothed. You know, it's cold inside, heat. The house is being kept fairly warm, and they're wearing clothes so that they won't freeze. during the summer months when it may be hot inside, the house is kept sufficiently cooled and, you know, they're kept comfortable. But for the most part, only their physical needs were met. You notice I didn't say their basic needs were met, because really and truly, the needs of the soul, the soul has some basic needs the same way the body has basic needs. And the fact that these basic needs of the soul were not met are the very reason that these children, these babies later developed into people, teenagers, adults, whose brains literally did not form in such a way, develop in such a way that they were able to show love for others themselves. So, fortunately, as I mentioned, most of us are not dealt with like that when we're babies. And we are shown affection. We are shown warmth. We are hugged. We are talked to. We do have someone laughing with us. And so we know what it is to be able to connect, literally, to connect with other humans. Interestingly enough, although most of us have had our brains develop in such a way as babies and as very, very young children that we can connect with other people, we often choose not to connect with other people. And as a result of that, it becomes very, very easy for many, many humans to see other humans as just foreign objects, just aliens. The way they develop their thought process, their own thought processes, their pattern of thinking, the way they shape their own attitudes, the way they, not circumstances so much as they, have shaped their own attitudes and dispositions about other humans, makes it nearly impossible for them to be warm towards those humans whom they regard as aliens. And they can be at least somewhat warm towards others, but only to the extent that they consider the other humans to be one of them, people they can connect with. We need more people who will connect with other humans, regardless of race, regardless of class, regardless of political party affiliation, regardless of nationality, just connect because we're human, made in the image of the one who created us all, God. And isn't it interesting that the same way we can choose not to have affectionate concern for the well-being of others, we can choose to have affectionate concern for the well-being of others, our neighbors. I think that it's unfortunate that so many choose not to have affectionate concern for others, for their well-being, in other words, to love them, because remember, this is one of the definitions of the word love. Isn't it interesting that literally, to the extent that we have chosen not to have affectionate concern for the well-being of others of the human race, even of our own nation, we have chosen not to love them? And how many people say they love, and they're thinking about somebody in particular or a group in particular. I do love them, when they have chosen not to have affectionate concern for those people's or that person's well-being. Talk to me, you can see what's going on.